Paul, for Kyle coming back into the lineup here tonight, what do you talk to him about maybe that he was able to learn on Tuesday night watching and try and carry over into his return here tonight with two pretty skilled guys?
Same general theme for all good young offensive players. The desire by them to show that, to bring that to the table, to help the hockey team win has to be tempered by the game itself and what the game allows you to do. So they come out of a league where they were able to do it a certain way, and they get to the best league in the world, and those opportunities aren't there in the same volume that they're used to. So we have them watch the more offensive players on both team and hopefully realize that, yeah, that's two or three more chances a game that these guys are generating. Usually some of that has to do with the minutes that they play, the power play time that they get. But there's less offensive generated by the elite players in this league on an average night than those guys think. That every time they touch the puck, something magical doesn't happen. And they don't need to do that to be a good offensive player to stay in the lineup.
Paul, you've talked before about the challenge of this coming stretch, especially with no time to practice, no time for game day skates. You got a young team. How do you manage that over the next little bit?
Well, it's not out of three or four of those guys' routines because they've never had one in this league before. So for them, this is all completely normal. We started last year when we played every second night for the last 6 or 7 weeks, trying different ways to recover. We did a few things that we thought we got some good benefit from. And to be honest with you, some of it's unknown. So this afternoon game against Buffalo would be the first time since my first days in the league that it's ever happened. We've never not skated the next day, but we wouldn't be coming off back-to-backs and playing afternoon games. So there's some newness to this. So I'll give you a better answer halfway through it.
Paul, what does Tyler Seguin do so well offensively, and is he obviously a player that you have to watch?
Well, he's such tremendous speed, which means he's going to get into the holes. As well as you can defend on a player like that, he's going to get into enough room close enough to the net that he can take it 2 feet off the wall and go short side shelf on you and do it that quickly. His shot is elite as there is power play around the top, and he has a presence in terms of not blasting everything. He sends it back through the seam. He'll go to the far post with the puck. But I think for most of these guys, especially the good skaters in a league that skating is so important, they're able to get to the holes a half step quicker than you can defend on them, and that's all the time they need to get it to the net.
Paul, the goaltending situation, this is going to be game 7 tonight and seems to be a trend of alternating your starting goalie each day. Do you foresee that continuing, or are you sort of waiting for one of these guys to kind of force your hand and have you play them back-to-back or multiple games in a row?
Probably both. The schedule itself is going to require that both guys are playing. If there was a big difference in the two goalies' games, you know, by game 3 or 4, we might have given one guy an extra start. And at some point here, sure, if there's, and we're hopeful that they both elevate their game. But if one of them gets on a roll, he'll start to get a heavier schedule.
You talked yesterday about Dustin's minutes and how you'd like to bring them down a little bit. Is that going to be tougher with this schedule, or are you going to have to do it?
I think it'll be more mandated. We're going to have to. He's had lots in the tank in the third, and he's a big, powerful guy. And I think Josh Morrissey's puck movement. Josh has done a really good job, as well as anybody, going back, getting first touch on the puck, and even if that's in heavy traffic, and then we're out of the zone fairly quickly after that. And that's the big part of it, where for the wear and tear on the back end is all in your own end. You know, the battles that stay that are, you get into a 45-second shift where we can't get you off the ice, that's the cost. As far as getting up the ice, he's getting down the wall in the offensive zone, he's doing his laps down there. And he's got light. He is a unique man. I mean, he's a really big, powerful guy that can weather it. And in any one game, he can play those minutes. But when you start stacking back-to-back games up, I think that's a loss to ask for anybody. So we'll need. But for me, You know, what's happening now is Tyler Myers over the last two or three games is really starting to trend and really starting to play well and get up the ice and skate well. So Tyler will be able to pick up a few more of those minutes and we'll get them closer both to 25 on a regular basis.
Paul, Lindholm signed this morning in Anaheim, similar situation to Trouba. I think everyone appreciates that it's a business. Is it frustrating, though, to be this far into the season and without a guy like Jacob?
There's no frustration. We saw this one coming down the pipe. And he's not in the room. That has a big factor in terms of the distraction. It's no different. I mean, it is different than Brian. We've got a number of solid defensemen in our lineup. Having a guy, you know, the Brian little injury is probably a bigger frustration than anything else because that really changes the look. Jake's a great player. We're looking forward to having him back. We'd like it to get done. But there's no gnashing of teeth in the room every day they walk in that his stall's empty.
Are there any similarities to the situation last year with Dustin Byfuglien and Andrew Ladd being uncertain?
I would say none. I mean, at you're talking with the captain of your team and the big dog on the back end, and they're in their room and they have an impact on you, and you can feel it every single night. And I thought those two men handled it so very well that it made it easier for us. It could have been a lot more difficult than it was. But having them in the room and having that question in the room every day was there. This is a different situation.
You mentioned Brian Little. Any news on him?
We're 2 weeks out today. We're shooting for the end of November.
And any update on Drew Stafford?
Nothing yet. Another couple of days. He's day-to-day now. And then we'll wait for him to get back onto the ice before we upgrade that.
Do you foresee taking someone else with you to Denver?
I would think we'll take an extra forward, yeah.